Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Back to Austin Hill in the Morning. Questions or comments for the show? You can leave them on our show page at myfaithradio.com.
It's 6:10. Good morning and welcome to Tuesday from the Faith Radio Network. I am Austin Hill and honored to be with you weekday mornings from 6 till 8. So we have this very interesting circumstance that we find ourselves in, at least here in the United States anyway, and this impacts the whole world. A lot of, I guess I'll say, heavy hitters. I used the term investor class earlier a few moments ago. The fact is that over half of the American population is invested in the stock market to one degree or another, but a lot of heavy hitters in the world of financial markets and investments have to begun to predict some kind of crash, maybe not predict it, but they're warning of some kind of dramatic decline in stock values on the stock market. And yet prices, for the most part, continue to rise. They continue to go up. And so it leaves one wondering, well, you know, am I going to be the last person standing here, or how do I navigate? Seems to me thoughtful Christians would be asking, how do I navigate this terrain and how do I be a good steward with the resources that God has blessed me with? It's difficult to know. Joining us to talk about it once again, David Smith from Smith Investment Manage. He has over 25 years of experience in managing investments for individuals, families, corporations, and nonprofits. He advises people around the country and throughout North America. And he also teaches economics and finance to kids in churches across his home state of Ohio. David Smith, welcome back to the program. Good morning.
Well, thank you, Austin. Good to be here.
It's great to be with you. So you've got all these heavy hitters, I'll call them, saying, look out, the prices of the stocks are way too high, and yet things just keep chugging on Wall Street. What does that look like from your vantage point?
Well, I'd have to agree with the heavy hitters you're speaking with. From a valuation perspective, the market is very expensive, and the market can continue to go up. There's no doubt about that. But from my own personal estimates, I think we have maybe a 10% upside potential and as much as a 50% downside potential from right here.
Right.
So I think there's real wisdom in having some caution. The second thing, and I don't know, Austin, I don't believe you or I grew up in homes that were really savvy financially.
No, not at all. I'm laughing because, well, if you only knew, but no, your assessment is correct.
You know, I grew up in a home that we talked about corn and soybeans and hogs at the supper table. And my dad was a fine farmer, but
sure.
But that's where his expertise ended. A lot of the heavy hitters you're talking about were raised in families that understood the math of investing. And you know, one of the what just jumps out at me is that, you know, if you understand one of the core principles of good long-term investing, and that's don't lose big money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you lose 10% on your capital, you have $100,000 and you lose 10%, you have $90,000, you've got to make 11% to get back to that point.
Right.
If you have a 50% loss, which I believe is very possible from here, that $100,000 goes to $50,000, and you have to have 100% gain to get back to your original spot.
Sure.
So it's very important not to lose big money. And the heavy hitters, they're looking at the tremendous downside and how difficult it is to get back to where we're at right now.
Yeah. Now, by the way, if you just joined us, David Smith from SmithInvestmentManagement.com. He's on our guest line here on Faith Radio. I want to pick up on something you mentioned just a moment ago, David. I get the fact that there are those who understand, as you so eloquently say, the math of investing. I didn't grow up being taught that. Frankly, I didn't study that specifically in school. And I don't think that we adequately talk about the math of investing or educate children about the math of investing in our churches, although I know the ministry you're engaged with is kind of the exception to the rule on that. But I will say this, and let me just try to pose this as a question here. It strikes me that while those on Wall Street or in Los Angeles or, you know, the heavy hitters that are involved in the financial system of our country, whether they're in government or the private sector, while they may have fancy degrees from highfalutin universities, the Ivy League and whatnot, and maybe they are officially trained in the math of investing. There also seems to be this disconnect from, I'll use the analogy of your father as you were talking about, the wisdom of the farmer. I mean, those of us in middle America, we understand that that which goes up must come down. We understand that debt has to be paid. We understand some real basic stuff, sometimes anyway, that the folks on Wall Street, the folks governing our financial system, don't seem to care about. Maybe they don't even know about it. I mean, am I missing something here, or is there kind of a disconnect from reality at times from the with the investor class?
Well, there certainly is. There certainly is. And, you know, what you're talking about is basically you reap what you sow. You harvest what you plant. And going back to the farm thing, if you plant one kernel of corn, come harvest time, you'll get about 700 kernels of corn. And so there's a multiplication of what you plant.
Sure. And so, there's common sense wisdom, and quite frankly, there's biblical Christian wisdom entailed in what you just said there. David Smith, I'll tell you what, we need to take a quick break. Stand by. We'll continue in just a moment. David Smith from Smith Investment Management. How are we to make sense of the chaotic investment markets and the economy, and how do we take that which we have been blessed with, that which we possess, and be a good steward with it? We'll continue with David Smith in just a moment. It's now 6:16. You're listening to Faith Radio. I'm Austin Hill. Thank you for being with us this morning. It's 6:18. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill, here weekday morning, 6 till 8. By the way, I just want to point out something that, it's interesting. We could not have planned this any better. But if you're listening in the break there to the promo for the Insight for Living show with Chuck Swindoll, Pastor Chuck Swindoll, I mean, there are so many different people involved in what you just heard there. Nobody could have planned this, but the fact that Pastor Chuck Swindoll was talking about our stuff, our monetary material resources, and how ultimately they belong to God, and we're compelled to be good stewards of it. Well, that's beyond irony here in the middle of two segments with our regular guest, David Smith from Smith Investment Management. You can find him at smithinvestmentmanagement.com. And he advises families and individuals all across North America and teaches about these things to kids, has a ministry teaching children in churches about financial and economic matters. David, I want to get back to something you said earlier and about the wisdom of Wall Street, such that it is, and talk to us about this for a moment. There have been predictions for at least 5 years now that interest rates are going to start rising, and that, of course, is a game changer for our investments and everything else. And yet, over this period of time, interest rates have, for the most part, remained flat. In some cases, they've even dropped further. And yet, I believe last time you were here on the program, you said, hey, we've got a looming deadline in October where it looks like interest rates may very well rise. I'm wondering, the conventional wisdom says, well, hurry, you know, get a mortgage loan, buy a house quick before the interest rates go up, or go buy a car and get 0% interest on your new car financing or what have you. Is now the time to make big purchases to get those low interest rates? And how does this scenario look to you?
Well, you know, great question, Austin. You know, the conventional answer to that would be absolutely, you know, to get the, you know, 0% financing and get things, you know, borrow more and get done what you want to get done. That would be the conventional answer. My heart answer is a non-conventional answer, and that would be no.
Okay.
And that would be to pay cash or don't do it, as far as you know, the things we like to buy. The fact is, we make, the way humans are wired, the way you and I are wired, is we make better decisions when we have little or no debt. And if you believe that there's a possibility for, you know, a rough economy in the future, mm-hmm. and you'd like to sleep at night, you don't want to open the door to more promises that you have to pay. And, you know, so I guess my non-conventional answer and my hard answer is to pass on the very attractive 0% financing on the car.
Yeah.
And if possible, maintain the vehicle you have until you can pay cash for something else.
Is this to say that cash in the bank is not necessarily better than really low interest rates?
Well, you know,
I mean, what
right
you're getting
now,
at
you
here
can't
is a
get
very
a return. You can't get a return on that cash.
Right.
And you know, you can it's attractive to us to have cash in the bank and to have that 0% loan. But if we have a decline and the market's down a lot and you don't owe any money, it's much easier to buy when things are low. Emotionally, mm-hmm. we make better decisions to buy assets that are marked down and inexpensive when we don't have debt.
Yeah. Well, and that sounds like biblical wisdom right there. David Smith from Smith Investment Management on our guest line here on Faith Radio. In the final analysis, I guess I will take a step back, David, and recognize that the world is chaotic right now. I mean, we've got our president launching bomb air raids over parts of the Middle East, warning about possible terror threats here domestically. Our president is warning about possible Ebola outbreak here domestically in the U.S. We've got countries being turned upside down in other parts of the world. I mean, it's been a rough ride just over the last 90 to 120 days or so. And it just strikes me as odd that things continue to chug along on Wall Street and valuations continue to go up while there's so much frailty around the world. And I would just wonder, is there a biblical lesson in the midst of this craziness, those of us who are raising children, is there a biblical lesson that we can impart to our kids or our grandkids in the middle of this insanity? I mean, we want to be good stewards with our resources, but at the same time, we're raising up the next generation. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, great question. In teaching kids finance and economics and even my own children, probably the first verse that comes up for me and is Proverbs 22:4. And I had our kids at the start of every class say Proverbs 22:4, which is, by humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. And, you know, humility, if we're living in humility, we don't assume that we know what the future holds. And so, you know, we're prayerful and we let God open doors and close doors. And we don't necessarily borrow just because we want some new toy. There's an interesting corollary. In teaching kids that verse, sometimes the opposite of an idea is easier for kids and for their parents to grasp, including myself. Mm-hmm. The corollary to Proverbs 22:4 would simply be, by pride and fear of man are poverty, dishonor, and death.
Interesting.
And, you know, if we go forward in pride, which says, you know, I'll do it my way and I'll pay for this later, or in fear of man, which means my neighbor has all this cool stuff and he may be drowning in debt, but I want that cool stuff too.
Yeah.
That's not the right path for us.
Well, I at times fear that the economy for way too many years here in the U.S. has been driven by the consumption of really cool stuff, and that's just not a solid foundation. Points well taken. What I hear is get out of debt and I guess maybe be conservative and very prudent in our choices.
Indeed. Indeed.
All right. David Smith, Smith Investment Management. David, as always, thanks very much for joining us. Have a great day. We'll look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you, Austin.
Yeah, the 0% interest rate. That sounds so attractive, doesn't it? I appreciate his biblical wisdom of not taking on more debt at such a time as this, if you can avoid doing so. 626, you're listening to Faith Radio, and we're glad you're here. I'm Austin Hill. A look at Connecting Faith, the noonday program that's coming up next. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.